For 91.3 WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. We're just trying to do our best day to day to get through the coronavirus pandemic, looking for ways to achieve at least a little bit of normality. My guest today is going to talk about an ancient technique that can be a balm for both body and mind, gardening. I recently spoke with UK Extension Specialist Brett Wolfe about the ancient art of gardening at home and how it can help both our mental and our physical health. Well, Brett, thank you very much for talking with me today. You know, of course, the thing that's foremost on all our minds right now is the coronavirus epidemic. And I thought that it would be good to chat with you about something we can do perhaps to help us physically and emotionally and also perhaps nourish our bodies and our minds, and that's gardening. And so I wanted to turn the conversation to ask you, you know, what can folks be doing at home? Maybe they have a small bit of land, maybe they live in an apartment, but what can they be doing to get a garden started now to maybe ease their mind and nourish their eyes and their bodies a little bit?
I think, you know, gardening can mean a whole lot of different things. And, you know, we typically think of maybe a raised bed in a backyard or something like that. But as you indicated, I mean, the apartments, if you have a balcony, if you have space with a window, you can try to grow something. And I think that's really, if you're not growing anything, growing something is better than that. And if you weren't growing something, or if you were growing something before, thinking about maybe growing a little bit more. But there's all kinds of options, everything from the traditional backyard garden in the ground or in raised beds, to buckets, to growing herb plants. And you don't have to start out alone. There's all kinds of people out there willing to help you with that.
Brett, what sort of benefits are there to having our own home garden?
Well, I think the first thing is it's a good excuse to get outside and to really, to me, it's a blending of really practical things. So maybe you're interested in growing some of your own food. It's actually a good low impact, low level physical activity that lets you get out and interact with plants. It lets you get out in the sunshine a little bit. And it's just a good excuse to pay attention to some of those cycles of nature. You know, if you ask yourself, when was the last time it rained? Well, if you have a garden, you know that. Is it sunny out today? You maybe are aware of that. And so I think those are a couple of the things that jump out immediately. It's this really nice blend of practical, but also physical activity, mental health as well.
I wanted to touch on that just a little bit because we're all in this lockdown atmosphere right now, staying healthy at home. This can be not an excuse, but a good reason to get outside and to be, I guess, number one, physically active. And number two, I think for a lot of experienced gardeners, they often talk about almost a meditation or a calming effect, don't they?
Yeah, I definitely think that's the case because you're thinking about making plans for this thing. You're going to put it out there. You're giving it the things, giving the plants the things that they need to thrive and survive. And there is a sort of contemplative aspect to that that I think is really beautiful. And the thing about gardening is you can't really do it in a hurry. It will encourage you to be patient. It will maybe we always try to encourage children to be patient, but sometimes as adults we lose that ability over time. And so there's a lot of people I think who are they're interested in gardening now because maybe they're worried or maybe they're concerned. And I totally understand that. But the reality is the seed's gonna germinate and grow at the rate that it's gonna grow. We can't rush those things. And so that slowing down and getting in sync with some of those natural rhythms that we might have lost touch with, I think does have a really calming and contemplative effect.
And for those of us who perhaps are a little bit afraid, maybe we're nervous about getting started, we doubt our own skills or our own abilities, what advice would you have for somebody who's maybe just waiting for a little encouragement to finally get out there and get in the dirt a little bit?
Yeah, I think that one thing I would definitely recommend is starting with a plant that's already been germinated. You can get those from garden centers or local nurseries and places like that. That's definitely one key thing. I would say if you can, get in contact with your local extension office or go on the online and take a look, because there are a bunch of resources. They hear from people all the time who claim that they have a black thumb, that they don't have a green thumb, they can't possibly grow anything, and they help people to walk through that. But I would just say trying and maybe starting small if you're intimidated would be a couple other things I would recommend.
Well, Brett, I really appreciate you talking with me today. Any final thoughts, anything we haven't touched on that you'd want our listeners to know about?
Yeah, I think one thing, that we talk a lot about vegetable gardening, and there is a very practical, pragmatic reason for that. But in my garden, we grow a lot of flowers too. And I think that there is the visual appeal of flowers. They're beautiful things. And to see a plant grow up and bloom is amazing. But it also can provide food for things like bees and certain birds and things like that. And so whatever it is that you want to find as your entry point into this gardening world, that's what I would recommend doing. If you want to grow flowers, if you want to grow vegetables, go for it. But just get started, look for help, and enjoy the process.
My thanks today to UK Extension Specialist Brett Wolf for talking with me about the ancient art of home gardening and how it can be beneficial to body and mind during the coronavirus epidemic. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.